Thank you.
Nick Shirley.
I'm super excited to be here and to be able to speak to you guys today. And I'm not here to speak on behalf of Republicans nor Democrats. I'm here to speak on behalf of we the people. I think nowadays we can all agree that we all just want to live the American dream and have the best life possible. However, it feels that sometimes, actually a lot of times, non-controversial issues are becoming controversial inside of America. For instance, if you take a look at the idea of deporting illegal migrants, that word is illegal. That should not be controversial. Or the idea that showing your ID to vote has become controversial. That's not controversial either. The idea that fraud is bad has become controversial. How is that controversial? I know a little bit about fraud. I know a little bit about Minnesota daycares as well. And it's crazy to think that we live in a world where somebody who exposes fraud...
He talks like a Tim and Eric sketch. That's what I'm getting from him, you know? Like Steve Brule's rules, you know?
He painted as the bad man from the politicians where he exposed the fraud. Shouldn't they be excited to know that the fraud is being exposed, because that's not a Republican dollar or a Democrat dollar, it's actually our dollars. I've never gotten a dollar bill that says right or red or blue or right or left. We all live inside of the same country, and we should all want the best for our country. And when you see fraud inside of our country taking place at literally rampant levels, for instance, in Minnesota, there are programs like autism where you have 10,000% increases in the budget for autism, and this money then goes into the hands of fraudsters. How does somebody not look at that and say, there's a 10,000% increase in the budget for autism? Is there a 10,000% increase in autistic children inside of our neighborhoods? And if the answer is no, how are they justifying a 10,000% increase in the budget? And in other instances, like California, where you have a 1,000% increase in hospices, is everyone going to die in L.A.? I don't think so. So the idea that here inside the United States, when we have these non-controversial issues that have become controversial, it puts us into a weird culture war where it puts people into a position to think, okay, well, wait, how are you supporting this when you're actually not benefiting we the people? We all live inside of the United States. We're not supposed to be, when an elected official's elected, they're not supposed to represent 50% of the population. They're supposed to represent 100% of the population.
He's making me ableist. This is why I said we should all be more ableist, you know? We're kind of, it's the shift from the original wave of conservative influencers and media pundits being extremely well-educated Harvard types, you know, like Limbaugh or O'Reilly. O'Reilly was a really, really smart guy. Their evil was calculating. They knew they were lying, etc. And now we're shifting more and more into like conservatives raised in the rhetoric of those guys. So they're just genuinely fucking retarded. You know, they're not faking being retarded. They're just actually retarded.
Instance where fraud is taking place inside of our country, each and every single person should want to crack down on that fraud. Because if we don't, these people can continue just to literally steal our dollars, and they steal our dollars, and then they send it overseas, and once it's overseas, we can't ever get that money back. And that's something that I've learned as I've gone about exposing this fraud. And a lot of times these people that are taking our tax dollars are foreigners who are not even from the United States of America.
Oh, that kind of
foreigner. Our money. And it's just been so crazy to see how in all 50 states there is fraud. However, it seems to be that most of the fraud is in a lot of these blue cities. And when you go out and expose the fraud, I mean, I think Gavin Newsom, he posted a photo of me the other day and had 10 cameras on me, an AI-generated image saying, where are the kids, trying to depict me as a pervert for exposing fraud. How sick does a governor have to be to say that the kid exposing the fraud is the bad person versus the fraudsters that are stealing the money?
I can't believe it. He actually paused long enough to let them clap. It was all one long run-on sentence.
And going through this experience of exposing this fraud, I finally came to understand why, for instance, why they attack Elon Musk so hard, why they burn down his factories, or why they burn down his cars, or why they attack him so much when he was simply exposing fraud to help every single citizen. Well, it just happens to be that.
Dude, please, I hope they continue to defend Doge. Nobody likes Elon. Trump doesn't like Elon. Doge just unambiguously failed on every single level. Please, God, continue to...
These politicians don't want the fraud to be exposed because they're involved in the fraud.
Yeah.
And nowadays, since I've posted that video, my life has changed. It changed a little bit. I'm speaking here in front of all you guys, so thank you. But my life changed a little bit because the idea that a governor, for instance, Gavin Newsom, can go ahead and post that photo, and everyone knows that I'm not the bad man for exposing the fraud, but a small group will then think, well, that kid is a bad person. He is what they're trying to depict me to be. That now I have to walk around with security when I go to cities, or people will try to literally... Last time I was in California, I was just there the other day. I couldn't stay at a hotel because last time I was in California, after I'd posted that fraud video, somebody tried to take a photo and put it into a Reddit group chat, and a group of people were looking for me because I exposed the fraud.
This is so fucking interesting.
That's crazy to think that we live in a society nowadays where somebody going to do a big public service for the country has to worry for their life. And it actually makes me a bit upset because... How have we gotten to that point where we've lost common sense and where non-controversial issues have become controversial? And it's actually very worrisome. And a lot of people come up to me and say, well, Nick, how can we help? Or how do we do what you did inside our own communities? Or how do you have like the courage to go about and do this? And I've really fallen in love with the quote or the speech from Theodore Roosevelt that's called The Man in the Arena. And it talks about critics and... talks about how, like, you don't ever worry what a critic does as long as you know you're fighting for a worthy cause. And it doesn't matter if you fail as long as you're working for a worthy cause. But who's
to... I have the urge to help him. Don't fall for it. Don't let your, I don't know, fucking maternal instincts lead you to coddle this Hitlerite young boy. I don't know how you get to be a YouTuber with this little charisma. I guess that speaks pretty negatively to my profession. I just can't believe... It fills me with a little bit of hope that this is, like, probably the most prominent... independent conservative content creator right now, you know?
Say that you're not the one risking everything, standing there all alone, going about it. Why should you worry about the critics? Why should you worry about the naysayers? Or why should you worry about the opposition when you're fighting for a worthy cause? We all are fighting for a worthy cause inside of our communities, with our families, in our churches, at our schools, because a lot of things that we're fighting against are non-controversial issues that have become controversial. No girl should ever have to worry about a man playing on their sports team. Like,
yeah.
The idea that that's become controversial is insane. And it takes men and women who are ready to become that man in the arena to be able to confront the opposition, confront those critics. Because if no one does, they will win. And when we're fighting for common sense issues that aren't controversial, but nowadays have become controversial, each one of us have to step up and become that person who steps in the arena and says, I don't care what they say, or I don't care what he or she says, I'm going to do it because it's a worthy cause. And if we don't... Because if you don't, the critics will win. And their voices are a lot louder. That's how they try to intimidate you. Imagine if I would have been intimidated by Governor Waltz calling me a delusional conspiracy theorist, a far-right white supremacist, all the other things that those politicians called me. In fact, they even incited riots inside their cities for somebody who exposed fraud. Meanwhile, the Learing Center,
it wasn't
much to hide. Like, that fraud was very obvious. In fact, the Learing Center then even closed down. They fled the city because they know they're committing fraud. And one thing for you guys to think about is, who are the critics? Who are those people that are saying that you're the bad person or that what you're doing is not right? Well, a lot of times it's the media. A lot of the times it's that person who listens to the media where they've lost that idea of common sense thinking. And so nowadays, the most important thing I feel like for any of us to do is to think, okay, is the cause I'm fighting for, is it a controversial issue? Or is actually non-controversial, but it's an issue that has become controversial from the critics. And we cannot ever pander to the critics, and we have to keep pursuing a worthy cause.
This is the average American in 20 years. This is why I got on the fucking literacy arc, okay?
Because what we're fighting for is worthy. America is the greatest country in the world. And people like to act like it's not, but meanwhile, all the other countries had thousands of years to do it. We had 250 years to do it. And whatever made us the greatest country in those 250 years, we need to make sure that it remains that same way, or else we will fall and the critics will win, and we will not stay the greatest country in the world. And so that's my message for you guys today, is to think, really, okay, what cause are we fighting for? Is it a worthy cause?
Is it honest to God, man, how are we supposed to have a political project in this retard cattle pedophile country? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to look for a hope pill on. Yeah, I don't know. Genuinely. I feel like we're approaching like a fetid petri dish filled with gangrene and syphilis and trying to pitch it on universal healthcare. I don't know how the fuck we're supposed to make our arguments in this environment.
Not controversial, but maybe the mainstream media or a critic has told me that that's a controversial issue. And when you know it's not, fight and be ready to become the man or the woman in the arena, because if you don't, the critics will win. And this is the greatest country in the world for a reason. We did it in 250 years. Everyone else had thousands of years to do it, and we did that. And so I'm proud to be here today, and I know you guys are all ready to become that man or that woman in the arena, because it is a worthy cause that we are fighting for. Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry we watched that. I don't know. I'm sorry we watched that. It's just, oh, man. I'm in pain. Yeah, forget re-education camps, okay? This country just needs education camps. I think we used to call them schools. He writes it as supremacist as well. Holy shit, really? He does. He actually doesn't know the word. That's crazy. Perhaps not everyone should be able to vote. I'm part of the Nick Fuentes coalition. I think we do, in fact, need a literacy test before people are allowed to vote. This dude is the phrenology of a retard. It's funny that you say that, because you did misspell phrenology, which now means you're in the same social and phrenological class as him. Spelling phrenology with an F, I can see your fucking brow shape, dog. I can see the ridges in your skull. I don't need the calipers to read you. No, Vosh Fuentes was against the voting test. You're against him on this. I think that he's changed his mind. I genuinely think that right now he would advocate for the literacy tests. Yeah, for sure, 100%.